You're listening to the Barrelracing Training Hill podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, I'm going to give you guys 10 tips to prepare your barrel horse for this rodeo season. So before we get going, make sure you guys are subscribed on my YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Barrelracing Training Hill, same as this podcast. And let's get rolling. Tip number two is have a really good performance farrier. Look over your horse, trim your horse's feet up or shoe them, whatever you decide to do. And just have them look over everything, make sure that they look good, and be constantly taking care of their feet while you're down the road. Tip number three is make sure your horse is on a really good feeding program. Now, click the pop tag right here if you're interested in what I feed in my feeding program, but it's different for every single horse. Make sure that for your horse, you're on the best feeding program possible. I like to always say a good feeding program is gonna equal success all the time, all around in your horse. Tip number four in getting your horse ready for the rodeo season is work on collection. A lot of times horses come off a break and it's really, really important to make sure that they're collected and make sure that they know their job. So if you're interested, click the pop tag right here. This will tell you kind of how to get your horse collected. And a lot of times people don't realize, but collection is the key to a lot of different things. If your horse can be collected and run throughout the run collected, you're not gonna have to fight them through the barrels to get them to rate down or anything like that. Tip number five is work on drills. Now, if needed, work your horse on different drills. You can click the pop tag right here. This will show you a whole array of different drills that I do on my horses, but really to make sure that your horse is snappy and ready to go for the rodeo season, do a couple different drills. Get them kind of thinking, get them going, get them snappy back on the turns, and you're gonna be set for that speed in the pattern. Tip number six, probably the most important part of the whole getting your horse ready for the rodeo season, is go to the vet, get your horse vet checked, have a vet look over, make sure everything looks great. You don't want to have to run a horse down the road and get down there and be like, wow, my horse is not sound. Make sure your horse is sound. Make sure they feel good. Make sure there's no ulcers. Make sure they're completely 100% sound and healthy. Tip number seven is make sure that you yourself is in shape to ride your horse. Now, I'm talking, learn about body positioning. So if you want to click the pop tag right here, this is my video on body positioning. I promise you, if you can have the correct body positioning in a barrel racing run, you're going to be able to run any horse you possibly want to. So there's a huge key into that. Click the video right there. And let's go on to tip number eight. Tip number eight consists of taking care of your horse before and after a workout. Now, if you click the pop tag right here, this is going to show you my stretching and sore no more routine that I do before and after I run, just making sure that my horses are cooled down completely after they run. Now, if you put your horse back in the trailer hot, breathing hard, their muscles are still sore or hot, you're going to ask for a lot of problems afterwards. So click the pop tag right there. That's going to help you guys a ton in getting your horse back and ready for the rodeo season. Tip number nine is make sure that you are physically ready to run your horse. We've kind of been over this a little bit with body positioning, but making sure that your legs, your abs, your arms are completely strong and you are ready to jockey that horse of that caliber. So make sure that you're working constantly every single day to make sure you have really strong abs, really strong arms, and really strong legs. Tip number 10, the last and final tip, is the most important one, I would say, is make sure you have a really good workout program for your horse. Now, this is something I do, is I just write my program out for 2 weeks or so. I write down every single drill I'm gonna do. I write down how long I'm gonna walk, trot, lope, sprint. I just write the whole thing down. Make sure you have a really good, strong foundation and workout plan for your horse through the rodeo season so you're ready to get them going really quickly and efficiently. Now that you have learned, I really hope you guys enjoyed listening to those 10 tips to help you guys get your horses ready to run this season. If you did, be sure to subscribe and feel free to comment on any of my other social media platforms and let me know that you just finished watching a podcast or tag me in something, and I'd love to repost it. Thank you guys for listening.